This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Trump is scheduled to address the UN General Assembly later this morning. In an AP interview, International Crisis Group UN Director Richard Goen says Trump seems to like his General Assembly appearances.
He always likes to get the attention and get the applause from other leaders. And I actually think that Trump will be coming to New York not to berate the UN, but instead to talk about his own domestic policy successes and foreign policy successes.
President Trump addresses the UN General Assembly today for the first time in his second administration. To the International Crisis Group's Richard Goen and Fordham University's Anjali Dayal, there's one constant.
He always likes to get the attention and get the applause from other leaders.
He likes a very formal diplomatic setting where people have to be respectful to him.
The question is, will the president reciprocate?
I actually think that Trump will be coming to New York not to berate the UN, but instead to talk about his own domestic policy successes and foreign policy successes.
Still, there's likely to be tension over Gaza, Ukraine, tariffs, and several other issues. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A federal judge has overturned a Trump administration funding cut, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
A federal judge orders the Trump administration to restore $500 million in federal grant funding to UCLA. U.S. District Judge Rita Lynn has issued a preliminary injunction, saying the government likely violated the Administrative Procedure Act that requires specific procedures and explanations for federal funding cuts. UCLA says the Trump administration suspended $584 million in federal grants over allegations of civil rights violations related to anti-Semitism and affirmative action. Last month, Lynn issued a ruling that restored $81 million in grants to UCLA. The Trump administration has used its control of federal funding to push for reforms at elite colleges that the president thinks are overrun by liberalism and anti-Semitism. I'm Mike Hempen.
At a news conference yesterday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the Trump Justice Department shut down a bribery probe started by the Biden administration against Tom Homan.
They found zero evidence of illegal activity or criminal wrongdoing. And the White House and the president stand by Tom Homan 100%. Because he did absolutely nothing wrong.
The White House says it stands behind its border czar after a bribery investigation. MSNBC first reported Tom Homan accepted $50,000 from undercover FBI agents posing as business people seeking government contracts, which Homan suggested he could help them get in a second Trump term. White House spokeswoman Karoline Leavitt says that was a weaponized Biden Justice Department targeting a Trump backer.
To try and entrap one of the president's top allies and supporters, someone who they knew very well would be taking a government position months later.
The Trump Justice Department shut down a bribery probe.
And the White House and the president stand by Tom Homan 100% because he did absolutely nothing wrong.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More on this story on APnews.com. This is AP News. The Trump administration is pushing ahead with an effort to address the rise in autism cases. AP's Ben Thomas.
President Trump says the Food and Drug Administration will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen,
commonly known as Tylenol, during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism.
And he's not holding back on advice.
I think you shouldn't take it. and you shouldn't take it during the entire pregnancy.
But the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists has long recommended acetaminophen as a safe option during pregnancy.
There's really nothing new that is coming out as of this new announcement.
Dr. Stephen Fleischman suggests isolating on Tylenol is misguided.
There are so many reasons people take acetaminophen in pregnancy. So is it the acetaminophen, or was it the fact that the patient developed a fever from something else?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
The UN General Assembly gathers this morning at one of the world body's most volatile moments in its 80-year history.
This is by far the most stressed the UN system has ever been.
Fordham University's Anjali Dayal says the globe is facing crises on several fronts, from Gaza and Ukraine to climate change and poverty. The UN has its own crisis.
International cooperation is straining under pressures unseen in our lifetimes.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres will open today's session, with President Trump speaking soon after. International Crisis Group UN Director Richard Gowen says the mood will be set by the president's speech, if it's a relatively friendly one.
Concentrating on his own successes, I think everyone will be relieved.
But if he talks tough on everything from the Mideast to tariffs,
then I think everyone will be very nervous.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ahead of a high-profile meeting at the United Nations, the push for Palestinian statehood is gaining strength. French President Emmanuel Macron says the time has come.
Certains diront trop tard.
He says some will say too late, others will say too soon. One thing is certain, we cannot wait any longer. Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour says this is historic. France joins the UK, Canada, Australia, and other countries.
To recognize the state of Palestine is an investment in peace and saving the two-state solution.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says statehood would reward Hamas. Secretary General Antonio Guterres pushed back.
Statehood for the Palestinians is a right, not a reward.
Netanyahu says he will decide on Israel's response to the Palestinian statehood push after meeting with President Trump at the White House next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN General Assembly getting underway in New York. Leaders from about 150 of the 193 member nations gathering to discuss ongoing wars, famine, the environment, and other major issues. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says it's an opportunity that can't be missed, even in the most challenging of moments.
Some call it the World Cup of diplomacy. But this cannot be about scoring points. It must be about solving problems. There is too much at stake.
One leader not there, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, the Trump administration refusing to give him a visa. President Trump addresses the UN World Body Tuesday. Julie Walker, New York.
ABC says Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show will return Tuesday night. Kimmel was suspended last week after saying this about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Kimmel supporters stood by him, like fellow host Stephen Colbert.
That is blatant censorship.
ABC says we have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy and reached the decision to return the show. President Trump called the suspension great news for America.
You know what suspended him? His talent. You know what else is really what? Take a look at this guy, his rating. That's what got Jimmy Kimmel out. He was terrible.
FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr denies he threatened to revoke ABC's local station licenses because of what Kimmel said. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Supreme Court says it will weigh overturning a nearly century-old decision limiting when presidents can fire independent agency board members. The High Court ruled unanimously in 1935 they can only be fired for misconduct or neglect of duty. That's long bothered conservative legal theorists who say those agencies should answer to the president. This court, with three Trump appointees, has signaled its poise to overturn or narrow the president. It's allowed President Trump to carry out high-profile agency firings as lawsuits proceed. The high court has agreed to take up the case of a Democratic Federal Trade Commission member whom the president fired but was reinstated by lower courts. European nations are blasting Russia amid fears the Ukraine fighting could spread elsewhere. In what some call provocations, Russian drones have landed on Polish soil. Russian fighter jets entered Estonian airspace.
This is a dangerous escalation.
Estonia's top diplomat spoke before an emergency UN Security Council meeting, where Russia's deputy ambassador rejected the claims, saying they're part of an effort to blame Moscow for everything. The council is set to discuss the war tomorrow. President Volodymyr Zelensky will be at the UN for the annual General Assembly gathering and says he anticipates a very intense week of diplomacy while pushing for more support to stop the war. The Trump administration is releasing more details about TikTok's future. Under a deal with China, a senior administration official says tech giant Oracle will manage TikTok's algorithm for users in the U.S. The algorithm's been a key issue in talks over TikTok since it's now owned by Beijing-based ByteDance, leading to fears it could potentially manipulate what TikTok users see. President Biden had signed legislation requiring ByteDance to either sell its assets to an American company or face a ban. President Trump has extended the deadline several times while working on a deal with China to keep TikTok available. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Trump administration's decision to slap a $100,000 fee on H-1B visas has stunned and confused employers, students, and workers since President Trump's announcement Friday that companies must pay up.
$100,000. But they'd rather, how do you do that? You hire Americans. So there's an incentive to hire Americans.
The White House has tried to reassure companies the fee does not apply to existing visa holders, but many remain confused. An H-1B visa allows employers to hire foreign workers who have specialized skills and a bachelor's degree or equivalent. According to the Pew Research Center, at least 60% of H-1B visas approved since 2012 have been for computer-related jobs. President Trump says those jobs
will be
Americans.
NASA has 10 new astronauts chosen from more than 8,000 applicants.
These 10 men and women are your 24th astronaut candidate class.
For the first time, there are more women than men. The 6 women and 4 men will undergo 2 years of training before becoming eligible for spaceflight, including trips to the moon and possibly Mars. It's the 24th astronaut class for NASA since the original Mercury 7 made their debut in 1959. Only 370 people have been selected by NASA as astronauts, making it an extraordinarily small and elite group. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Officials have identified the soldiers killed when a military helicopter crashed last Wednesday near a base in Washington state. The Army says the victims are Chief Warrant Officers Andrew Cully and Andrew Krause and Sergeants Donovan Scott and Jadalyn Good. The U.S. Army Special Operations Command says the helicopter was on a routine flight training west of Joint Base Lewis-McChord. The base is about 10 miles south of Tacoma. The National Weather Service says skies in the area were mostly clear with light winds around the time of the crash. The cause remains under investigation. I'm Mike Hempen.
Prosecutors say a man suspected of firing a gun Friday into the lobby of the studios of ABC 10 near downtown Sacramento, California, had written notes in his car that were critical of Donald Trump's administration and a calendar reminder on his fridge to do the next scary thing. Prosecutors say that evidence points to a politically motivated crime, and it appears he was also looking at other places and other people. Local authorities arrested Aníbal Hernández Santana on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon and shooting into an occupied building. He was released hours later on $200,000 bail. He was rearrested Saturday night by the FBI and will also face federal charges related to interfering with a federally licensed station. No one was hurt in that shooting. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Plans to build the Big Apple's first full-service casino in the heart of the city have run out of luck. A state-commissioned community advisory committee voting 4-2 Monday against the last of the three Manhattan proposals vying for a new state license to operate a Las Vegas-style casino. The plan was to turn 6 acres on the east side near the UN into Freedom Plaza, operated by Mohegan Sun. Last week, two other local boards turned down a Jay-Z-backed Caesars Palace Casino in Times Square and a gambling resort on the west side near the Hudson Yards. 5 proposals, mainly in the other boroughs, still remain in the race for up to 3 state gambling licenses for the New York City area. 4 New York State prison guards plead guilty in the death of 43-year-old Robert Brooks, a black inmate at an upstate prison. The pleas came Monday, 2 guards pleading guilty to first-degree manslaughter, 2 others pleading guilty to second-degree manslaughter. Brooks was beaten while handcuffed at Marcy Correctional Facility in December. The incident caught on body cam. He'd been serving a 12-year sentence for assault. 10 guards were charged in February. The first plea in the case came in May when a guard charged with murder pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Later that month, another guard pleaded guilty to attempted tampering with physical evidence. The remaining 4 of the 10 guards go on trial in October. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Alex Vega, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks on Wall Street rallied again, pushing the major indexes further into record territory. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Monday, the Dow added 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 0.7%. All three indexes hit an all-time high for the 3rd straight day. NVIDIA was one of the strongest forces lifting the market after announcing a partnership with OpenAI. Treasury yields held relatively steady. This is Alex Vega.
Spirit Airlines says it plans to furlough 1,800 flight attendants before the end of the year, starting December 1st. The cash-strapped budget airline says that they must make the difficult decision to put cabin crew members on a temporary leave to match staffing needs with expected flight demand during Spirit's 2nd bankruptcy filing in a year. The union representing Spirit's flight attendants says that the airline will seek candidates willing to go on voluntary furloughs before the company moves to involuntary furloughs on December 1st. Spirit says it plans to suspend operations in about a dozen U.S. cities beginning in October. A Seattle seafood distributor has recalled more cooked and frozen shrimp being sold at Kroger grocery stores across the U.S. because of ongoing concerns about potential radioactive contamination. Aquastar Corp of Seattle has recalled nearly 157,000 additional pounds of shrimp because of possible contamination with a radioactive isotope. The new recall includes Kroger Raw Colossal Easy Peel Shrimp, Kroger Mercado Cooked Medium Peeled Tail-Off Shrimp, and Aquastar Peeled Tail-On Shrimp Skewers. The shrimp was sold between June 12th and September 17th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. David Montgomery helped seal the Lions' 38-30 win over the Ravens on Monday Night Football with a late 31-yard touchdown run and rushed for 151 yards and 2 scores. Detroit coach Dan Campbell's team rushed for 224 yards and 4 TDs.
It was what was needed against this team for this opponent, and I thought the guys handled it perfectly.
49ers star defensive end Nick Bosa tore the ACL in his right knee and will miss the rest of the season. MLB owners have unanimously approved the sale of the Rays to a group led by real estate developer Patrick Zalupski. College football, the Atlantic Coast Conference, is moving to a 9-game league schedule while having teams play at least 10 games against power conference opponents. Auburn basketball coach Bruce Pearl has announced his retirement months after taking the Tigers to their 2nd NCAA Final Four. Pearl's 38-year-old son, Stephen Pearl, is taking over as head coach of the Tigers. In a video on social media, the 65-year-old Pearl says he feels it's time to pass the torch. Pearl is leaving Auburn as the school's winningest men's coach. He will move into an ambassador role as an assistant to Auburn's athletic director and says he is not going into politics after rumors had circulated about a potential Senate run. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center says the attack on the ship happened early on Tuesday. The captain had heard a splash and an explosion near the vessel, but no one was hurt. The ship and crew are safe and continuing to their next destination. It's unclear who launched the attack, which occurred about 140 miles off Aden's coast. Yemen's Houthi rebels, who have targeted shipping in the Red Sea, have not claimed responsibility so far. Tensions remain high in the region amid ongoing conflicts. The International Criminal Court has revealed the crimes against humanity charges against former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte allege his involvement in the killings of at least 76 people while he was president and earlier as a Southern Region mayor. The redacted charges were made public on Monday after prosecutors submitted a 15-page charge sheet to the court on July 4. Among other things, they allege Duterte instructed and authorized violent acts including murder, to be committed against alleged criminals, including alleged drug dealers and users. Duterte was arrested in March by Philippine authorities on a warrant issued by the ICC. He's now being held at an ICC facility in the Netherlands. While debris and fallen electric poles block roads caused by Typhoon Ragasa in Batanes province, the Philippines, southern Chinese cities have been scaling back many aspects of daily life with school and business closures and flight cancellations. The region is getting prepared for the typhoon that's already killed 3 people and led to the displacement of thousands of others in the Philippines. China residents living in flood-prone areas have put sandbags and barriers at their doors, while others have been taping windows and glass doors to brace for the strong winds. Many people had started stockpiling food and other supplies on Monday, while some Hong Kongers gathered on a promenade to watch waves as high as 6.5 to 9.8 feet splash onto the pedestrian area before the weather worsens even more. The guilty verdict at the High Court in Auckland means the jury rejected a defense of insanity made by lawyers for Hakayung Lee, who fled to South Korea after the killings before being extradited to face trial. The swift verdict arrived hours after jurors were sent to deliberate on Tuesday morning. Lee was charged with killing Minu Jo, who was 6, and Yuna Jo, who was 8, in June 2018. The children's remains were found inside luggage at an abandoned storage unit in Auckland in August 2022. Lawyers for Lee admitted she had killed the children by giving them an antidepressant medication, but said the deaths happened after their client had descended into madness. Italy's grassroots unions call for the 24-hour general strike in both public and private sectors, including public transportation, trains, schools and ports. More than 20,000 people gathered in front of Rome's central station to protest the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza and marched through the streets with Palestinian flags. Unions and student organizations denounced the inertia of the Italian and EU governments, with Walter Montagnoli, secretary of the CUB union, saying, "If we don't block what Israel's doing, if we don't block trade, the distribution of weapons and everything else with Israel, we will not achieve anything." The Italian government, headed by Conservative Premier Giorgia Meloni, a close Israeli ally in the EU, has more recently adopted a harsher tone on Israel as domestic pressure mounts over the war. Putin, speaking at a meeting with members of Russia's Security Council, says Russia will stick to nuclear arms limits for a 12-month period, saying, "We believe it's justified to attempt to maintain the status quo established by the New START Treaty during this rather turbulent period." Putin adds the termination of the 2010 New START would have negative consequences for global stability. The New START limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers. Its looming expiration and the lack of dialogue on anchoring a successor deal have worried arms control advocates. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.